So let's find out how the crops are doing up in Steele County, where I think they got big Finley days coming up this weekend. Angie Johnson is NDSU Extension Steele County. Hello, Angie.
Noon. Yep, it's Finley days this weekend. So if anybody needs some plans to come on down and have some fun.
Excellent. Where now? Where? How does Extension get involved in Finley days?
Oh, you know, just being in a part of the community and that, and hoping to maybe have something within the parade too in regards to the extension service and the weed board service we provide and that, so it'll be fun.
Excellent, yeah. I remember last year, I believe it was last year, I was up there. And
that's right, yep, that's right.
It was a fun time had by all, so, and the food was great, obviously. So, on my way there, I saw some sunflower fields that had already emerged. What kind of planting scenario and what kind of crops do you have, and how are they looking up there around Finley?
Yeah, you know, we've been wet. Other than that, things are looking really good. We've got quite the variety of crops this year. We have quite a few more field peas than we have probably in the past 5 to 10 years. As far as sunflowers go, sunflower plantings are down a little bit. I would call last year our big sunflower boom, I guess. We had quite a few fields of flowers then, but quite a few fields of corn and soybeans as typical, and then also some edible bean fields as well. And things, you know, we have gotten quite a bit of rain in the southern portion of the county, but, you know, we were so dry, it's taking it. The soil's taking it down, and some of those wet spots are still staying wet. But other than that, it's one day at a time. Things are looking okay.
Excellent. So if we get to 90 plus here later in the week, should be no problem?
Oh, it'll be great. We need the heat. Corn needs as much heat as possible. And same with our pastures, too. Guys are taking their cows and calves out already, and boy, those pastures could sure use some more heat as well.
Excellent. All right. Yeah. Well, good-looking crops, good-looking pastures. How are the cows themselves looking?
Pretty good. I mean, most producers within the area had plenty of feed stuffs to go through the winter, and we also, you know, we're pretty fortunate. We did have a really mild winter and a pretty good calving season. The month of April was definitely wet and cool, but for the most part, a lot of our producers were either finished by that time, or some of them were just maybe getting started when the cool wet came and that. So most of them fared out pretty decent.
And it was an awesome calving season too.
Oh man, it was great. Great weather. And the biggest thing is staying dry. Dry and sunshine. That's the two things those little calves need.
Right on. All right. Well, what do you attribute the big increase in field pea acreage to?
Well, with commodity prices not as high as we would like them, there were quite a few companies that provided fairly decent contracts out for field peas this year. So if producers were able to find seed, I believe there was some pretty good contracts. You know, it was compatible or even, you know, better than raising corn or soybeans. So just kind of getting into the swing of that. A lot of growers that put in some field peas, you know, they may have grown them in the past, or their parents may have grown them in the past. So it's kind of it's not a new crop for us, but it's just kind of going back to the basics and looking into pea production and what different herbicides and things you can use for them and that. So,
all right, lots to learn. I'm sure there's some new field pea producers, first timers, and just like sunflowers too, there's some first timers out there.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah. All right. Anything else to report from Steele County?
No, things are looking really good. Like I said, we could shut the rain off and get a little heat for a while, but then I don't want to be too picky because we want the rain back again. So just being patient is all. So.
Yeah, well, we're never too demanding. Or,
no, you know, never.
Yeah, just but a half inch a week and 85 degrees every day, and that would be just fine, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. All right. Angie Johnson up there in Steele County in Finley, North Dakota. So when do all the festivities get going this weekend?
Well, actually, Thursday night is when things get rolling. They've got the Finley 5K run and walk. Then also they've got that evening, they've got an outdoor movie planned. And then Friday morning, we've got the big Finley Days golf tournament, water carnivals for the kids, towards 6 o'clock, rib supper, and then karaoke that night. And Saturdays when we got the parade, all the activities for the kids, car show and more karaoke. So, and then the Johnny Holme Band. So if you're a Johnny Holme Band fan, better stop on down.
A fixture of Findlay Days, the Johnny Holme Band. That's a good time. So
absolutely.
All righty. Oh, well, Angie, thanks for the report. Have a good rest of the week and party hardy this weekend.
You betcha. Thank you so much, Mick. Take care.
All righty. Bye now.